Hello, my name is Chip Lang, and you are listening to Total EM for this podcast. It is the first one of the new year, and that is because we are now in January 2021. You may have noticed, as I alluded to back in December with the single post then, it's been rather busy in my world, which is why there has been a huge delay. So there were no podcasts in November. There was just the one podcast in December. But now, fortunately, I think we're going to be back on track. And we're going to do some things differently here moving forward. We're going to try and focus on some things that I think will help make a better podcast. And one of the things that I'm experimenting with right now is actually using a new program called Audiate. And we have used Camtasia before, which is in the same family of software. And I really enjoy Camtasia for my video editing. And I want to give Audiate a chance to see if it worked better with the podcast recording site, because I get some text with it and I can kind of look through and see, is this something I like? And I believe potentially edit more quickly than just looking at waveforms, which we'll see. And so I'm going to give this a bit of a trial, and I guess you'll notice a difference or you won't. And hopefully there won't be a big difference in the audio quality, but we're going to find out soon enough. Moving on, besides just how I'm going to be recording, I'm also going to be doing this in a few different environments. So one of the things that I'm going to do differently is that I am going to be using a slightly different computer system as well. And I'm hoping that with all of this, this will mean that I will be able to edit even more quickly, which means that the big delay, and a lot of times the pod is not only getting the content and reviewing the content, but finally to be able to not only talk into the microphone and tell you the content, but also to finally edit and do the post-production side, which can take a lot of time. And now with these slight changes, I'm hoping that that will make it a lot more streamlined. So we're going to find out pretty soon whether or not I'm actually right on this. And the other neat thing is that there's going to be a transcript available that we're going to see how that works out. I'm not entirely sure what that's going to look like yet, but we'll find out pretty soon. Otherwise, the other things that I plan on changing this year, knowing that there has been a lot of stress in the environment and all the strain with COVID-19, I got my first shots back at the end of December, and then I am looking forward to getting the second dose of the vaccine here later in January, and hopefully we will all do a lot better as a result. And I really encourage you to check out content elsewhere. I've debated about putting something about the vaccine. It's kind of one of those that it may come sooner when there's a little more evidence to support it, just because I know a lot of people have seen the same evidence out there, and that seems to not be enough for some, and they want to wait until there's more evidence. So I will potentially release a podcast talking about the vaccine specifically when there's more evidence to discuss. It's not because I don't believe in the importance of the vaccine, but rather we've had this covered by so many other smart people already. I figured I would change it up a little bit and decide to wait a little bit longer before doing my own podcast on this, potentially based on what comes out later, and make it maybe a little bit more for the general public, like some of the podcasts I've done in the past. The other thing that I want to do is I want to be able to focus on how to get the content the way that you all want it. Obviously, we'll keep doing the ATLS podcast series. That is a huge favorite. We'll continue to do our ultrasound podcast series because that is another fan favorite, and it works very well with the practical focus side of things. But also, I wanted to be able to talk about how we can do things that are really well liked. Our top five, top 10 type podcasts where people like want 5 to 10 key reminders on certain subjects. That's actually going to be the next podcast that will be coming out right after this one. And I think that you will find that it will be in a format that is going to be easy to read and review. And we may not do transcripts for the first couple, just because I'm not sure what that's going to turn around and look like for you all. But ultimately, we're going to do some experimentation, because again, I want to continue to improve the project and make it easier for people to access. And this is going to be one way to do it. Ultimately, I need your feedback. The way I get your feedback is the way I can continue to move forward. So please, please, please Let me know if there is anything that you want to see, if there's content that you want to have specifically, if there are things that you want to contribute as well. I know some people have already contributed materials to me, and I apologize for not publishing that yet. The big thing is because of the delays with COVID-19 and just being so busy in my world, I can only imagine what it's like for everyone else as well. I know it's put a big strain on healthcare systems across the globe and the United States. Even in rural areas like myself, we're feeling it. So hopefully we can progress and move forward. And I'm hopeful for the future. And I really believe that we can make the changes that we need to. I said we can win and we can persevere. We've already been doing so much. I'm really looking forward to all of the changes that will occur because of what we've been able to learn and how we've been able to improve healthcare with time. Ultimately, though, like I said, this podcast is going to be a way for us to continue to build, to improve, and I'm very much looking forward to it. I am looking forward to the changes that we're going to make. There are going to be some other things that are probably going to be coming through the pipeline that you will hopefully see soon enough, and I'm going to try and get back to my weekly podcast consistency. I miss it. I miss talking to you all. I have had lots of people who continue to reach out, so that's why I am trying to get right back in the saddle and get back to these weekly podcasts, but I appreciate the understanding and the patience until we could get back to this. So a new year, a new us. We are going to keep on improving, but until next time, continue to provide total care everywhere.